بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On time prayers. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam says, إِذَا صَلَّيْتَ صَلَاةَ فَرِيضَةٍ فَصَلِّهَا لِوَقْتِهَا صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعٍ يَخَافُ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا. Imam says, when you say your prayers, say them on time, as if they are your last prayers, and that it will never return to you ever. Concentrate and focus towards the place of your sajda. Had you known who is to your right and to your left, you would have performed a better service. Know that you are standing before one who sees you, and you do not see him. Many issues are touched by the Imam in this one glorious saying. One of them is on-time prayers. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, someone who takes prayers easy, by God he will have no access to me by the pond. He further reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so long as people are punctual and say their prayers on time, Shaitan is scared, he sighs and he wails. But when they lose prayers, disregard prayers, then he has an easy access and quickly he tracks them towards wretchedness and evil. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, La hadda fil Islam liman la salata la. One who has no prayers has no share in Islam. Elsewhere he says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ آفَةٌ وَآفَةُ الدِّينِ تَرْكُ الصَّلَاةِ. There is a pest for everything, and the pest which ruins and destroys the faith is not praying. Abu Basir says, to extend my condolences upon the martyrdom of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, I went to his house. Umm Hamida, when she saw me, she cried a lot. I too cried. She then said, had you seen the Imam at the time of his death, you would have been amazed. He asked for every member of his family to congregate and then said to them, one who takes prayers easy will not be blessed by our Shafa. In our books of jurisprudence, mysticism and ethics, Fiqh, Irfan and Akhlaq, prayers has a reality which is escorted by 4,000 issues. And all this is due to the importance of the prayers, its form and its inner self. In a communication, Imam Al-Asr alayhi salam says, Mal'oonun mal'oonun man akhar al-ghada ila an tanqadhi an-nujum. One who delays his morning prayers until the stars disperse is cursed and deprived from the special share of mercy. And in the continuation of the same report says, مَلْعُونٌ مَلْعُونٌ مَنْ أَخَّرَ الْمَغْرِبِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَشْتَبِكَ النُّجُومِ. One who delays his Maghrib prayers until the stars are evident is cursed and deprived from the special share of mercy. This hadith is part of the reply of Imam Al-Asr alayhi salam to Muhammad son of Ya'qub. He has emphasized a lot on praying on time and has cursed someone who delays his prayers. From this report and other reports, we understand that prayers, they have three timings. Waqt-e fazilats, it's the time of fazila, the best and the first time of prayer, and is defined in riwayat as Ridwanullah, the pleasure of Allah. This is the time the Almighty Allah has commanded us to pray at. Offering them without delay is recommended. Praying is approaching of someone who is needy to someone who is needless. So efficiency is desired. We have to be efficient. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam says his prayers on time, as his prayers are accepted. All those who say their prayers on time of Fadila have more chances of getting their prayers accepted. The second time, it's Akhir Waqt, which is defined in Riwayat as Ghufranullah. It's the forgiveness of Allah. Delaying prayers to this time is disliked. As a result, we must ask Allah to forgive. In some reports, Ma'soom says delaying prayers to this time is a sin. Says Awwalul Waqt Ridwanullah wa Akhiruhu Afwullah wal Afw la yakunu illa min dhanbin. That a sin has been committed for which repentance is required. And the third time is delaying until after the time ends, which Allah has not designed, which is also known as qada. Making them up is a new command which initially Allah did not instruct. A punishable sin has been committed, which requires tawbah and repentance. Once again, as a reminder, Imam Al-Asr Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif says, Mal'oonun mal'oon man akhara al-ghada ila an tanqadhiya an-nujum. Mal'oonun mal'oon man akhara al-maghrib ila an tashtabika an-nujum. One who delays his morning prayers until the stars disperse is cursed and deprived from the special share of mercy. One who delays his Maghrib prayers until the stars are evident is cursed and deprived from the special share of mercy. Wa subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi.